Today is January 10th. It's the Rundown, brought to you by MVMT Watches. These are the watches that are redefining the watch game. It looks like a $200 watch, $400 watch, expensive $1,000 watch. 95 bucks. Get the watches. 15% off for all Stoolies, free shipping, free delivery. Same thing kind of there. Go to MVMTWatches/rundown. Click on the link. 15% off. Get the watches that the pros wear. That's not their slogan, but I just kind of said it anyway. So MVMTWatches/rundown. We are back to our Comedy Central timing. So start the clock, Dave. And we are live, the national title game. Excellent football game. One of the better football games ever. We can talk all things. First of all, I think I said I had Clemson yesterday, so I wasn't surprised. I don't get people are acting super surprised. The same teams played last year. It was almost an identical game to a degree, except Clemson came out on top and got some of the breaks at the end. Fabulous catch, by the way, to the 9-yard line. Did you watch the whole game? I saw some Bachelor tweets.
No, I didn't watch the whole game, no.
Shocking. I'm not like a man card guy, but that's
You're a hypocrite now because you were paying attention to the Bachelor over the Rose Bowl, so you can't do that.
I had both TVs on.
Anyway, this game it was a great game, great fourth quarter. It took forever. There were so many reviews. They have to figure something out because
it's like 1 a.m.
We reviewed so many plays that didn't get overturned, and there's nothing worse than that. Those are minutes you can't get back in your life. Deshaun Watson. That was a hell of a performance. And there's so many what ifs. Like, if Bo Scarborough doesn't get injured, they probably win that game. If Lane Kiffin calls that game.
Dude, the notion that Lane Kiffin was rooting for Alabama last night is fucking
Lane
ridiculous.
Kiffin was out cucking left and right in Boca Raton.
Ridiculous that he was like Roll Tide. Get out of town.
There is literally not one 0% human in the world, though, in his shoes who would root for Alabama.
No.
You have to be a soft, spineless jellyfish.
You saw him tweeted out, though.
But that was almost so obvious. It's like,
there's not one human in the world.
By the way, I just birded.
What do you mean?
On Comedy Central,
we're not
what happened?
Oh, you can't
do that.
Can we get the pixelated?
I've actually never birded. That was my first bird on a Comedy Central test. That's the first bird in 13
move
years.
To call it a bird too. Just give him the finger.
You're a cocksucker for that.
Calling
either
the
way,
middle finger.
Kiffin,
calling the middle finger the bird is a puss.
What?
Yeah, it is.
The bird is like that's what you have to call
Lane
it. Bird.
Kiffin, you, give not him the one fucking person bird. In the world would root for Alabama in that case. And Lane Kiffin is the last person in the world.
Totally. Right. Some of the highlights for me, I love the split by the Clemson guy at the end of the game.
Down.
Yes. Oh,
come on, the clock guy. Holy fuck. Just pay attention for 1 second. The split guy at the end, the Clemson, with the ballerina foot all the way up and then drops it.
How
unbelievable
do you not
move.
Destroy your nuts
I mean,
with that.
That's athletes.
What did you guys think, too, about Dabo at the end of the game going after Colin Cowherd, being like, you guys called us soft. I guess we're not soft now. I mean, media guys get paid to talk. But at the same time, I would probably stick it down his throat if I was Dabo.
The problem with Dabo there is Cowherd wins. You just mentioned Cowherd in front of the whole country.
If you're going to mention someone, that needs to be a vendetta. That needs to be like you've had a war going with that guy.
Last thought on this game, and this is more of a question. I was kind of surprised at the beginning that it was like 60-40, 65-35 Clemson fans over Alabama. It's the same distance. Is that just Alabama's too poor to travel?
And they're probably...
Because that's all they have. Football's Alabama.
Yeah, yeah.
I was stunned when I'm like, whoa, where are all the Alabama people? I just don't think they have the money. They're
just
poor.
I mean, the revenge factor.
Yeah, I mean, Alabama's been there.
No, I don't think Alabama never gets old.
There's probably more poor people, right?
Clemson's a northern school to a degree.
Yeah.
There's a lot of northerners there. And I just don't think... What do Alabama people do for a living?
Oh, they don't have jobs.
Drive trucks?
Yeah, so
you don't have jobs.
You could drive the truck there.
Yeah.
But minimum wage, so I think that was it. This clip, so this is for $1 million. You always see these football throws where it's like, oh, if you get that through the bucket or you win this contest, you get $1 million. I'm going to preface this. I don't know how long this challenger knew he was in the contest. It was one of the worst throws I've ever seen.
This is fake. This is not real. I think this is fake? I think that people are faking first pitches and things like
you're
this.
Too woke.
You can't fake that throwing motion.
I don't know.
It's harder
you can't
that.
Do that naturally, that it, throwing motion.
It's
no one in the world has ever thrown a ball the way that guy threw that ball.
It's harder to fake that throwing motion than it is
I
to
mean,
actually throw a spiral.
No.
The question, though, is would you rather miss $1 million by an inch or go viral doing that?
That's what I'm saying.
I don't think you want to go viral going that. That's one of those
moments. It's a toss-up, though, because if you miss it by an inch, you just tell people, remember that time I almost won $1 million? No one wants to hear that story, right?
I can say this with some degree of authority, that if girls know you throw a football like that.
Correct.
But nobody throws a football like that.
Yes, they do.
No, yeah. No. What, have you ever seen anybody else throw a football like that?
I mean, you guys who don't know how to throw a football.
Kevin, you cannot fake that.
That's an alien. That's, it needs to be someone who's never been on the planet Earth. You hand him a fucking
ball. Not to go George Carl here, but that guy probably didn't have a father.
I was actually going to go even like...
Being honest.
Do you mean George Carl or Bowden?
Both of them with hot dad takes recently.
Can we go even further? And again, I don't know. This is in my head. I'm like, can you say this on Comedy Central? I love gay people. He may be gay.
True. Also.
Is that too far? We're going to have to talk when that lawyer comes in. You can say this.
I have a lot of things in my head right now that I want to say that I don't.
Yeah. All right. There we go. That's fine.
What about saying that if you are gay and you're in this contest, you get like it's different.
It should be shorter.
What's your opinion?
Okay. Separate but equal.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, and by the way, I'm just
segregation.
We are pro gay people. There's nothing I want more than to hire a sassy gay person for this company. To the point we've had people try to fake being gay because they know I'm on the lookout.
Yeah.
That guy, and then he's like, oh, at the last second, he's like, by the way, I'm not gay. Can I still come in? Yeah. Fuck no. Like the only reason you're in here because I thought you were a sassy gay guy. Yeah. But it's just a fact, gay guys probably can't throw footballs.
I still don't believe that there's anyone who throws a football that way.
Derek Rose, your boy. Just didn't show up.
My boy now.
Our boy.
I got a game tonight. I don't think I'm going to show
up. I'll defer as the expert before we talk.
I didn't see this one coming. I mean, I've been through it all with Derrick Rose. I know all the injuries, all the drama with his brother and all this shit. I didn't see this one. No showing, not even a text. I think he's out of the NBA in a couple years. I think maybe a year. I don't know. I think he's probably going to go to China.
I would have traded him today. He would be off my team today. He is the greatest athlete ever at missing games. He has missed it in every possible way, in every possible scenario, to the point that he's just not showing up now.
It's incredible. You're getting paid millions of dollars to be like a pro athlete. I mean, we'd have a ruckus here if somebody just no shows.
This is Derrick Rose.
This is
Super team. You can't run around talking about how you're a super team and then not show up and Carmelo gets ejected the same game.
Derrick Rose, through and through, just doesn't think. He doesn't think.
Yeah.
It's like when he was injured for two straight years and then said, you know, I got to think of bigger things like walking at my son's graduation and like I'm thinking about my next contract. After he just basically fleeced the Bulls organization for millions and millions of dollars. So he doesn't think.
He also tried to say that he had a family emergency, and then the report was that he had a huge blowout with the coach.
Yeah.
So, and like, you can't make up that lie.
What was he doing? I feel like when you miss games, you have to be doing something so illegal that it's shameful.
I think he just went home and pouted? I think he went home to Chicago.
I've been so distracted by one of these interns.
Yes,
I keep thinking when I look, that we got food brought in and he's eating it all because I keep forgetting he's a chef. So I'm excited to see what we got brewing over there.
1 minute.
Early to throw that trump card, by the way. If I'm the chef, I wait till I try to post.
No, because he might get voted off. Maybe he had a bad performance.
I think he's been safe.
I'm going to ask a producer question here. So, like, we're in no man's land right now, time-wise. Can we cut early and save it on the back end?
Sure.
So
is it a use it, you lose it kind of thing?
Yeah.
You don't use it, you lose it?
Like, because I don't want to go
into
the next one.
It's your first time out in the first
half.
So you just have to use one.
Okay. So all right. So what do I say then? We're just going to break?
Yeah. We have 32 seconds left.
We've run out of what we want to say about these three. We have more to say about the next one. We have 30 seconds on our countdown clock, so we're going
to
go to break.
Save that. Put that to the next one.
Yeah. Okay.
24 seconds. I'm 5 minutes, 24 seconds on the clock.
Yeah, I could tell that you were like... Because stuck in no man's land.
I was in no man's land. I didn't know if we could do that. That's why we had to find out.
Okay.
Yeah, so we can go over dead because, all right, and now we're
back.
You
just can't go under 6.5 minutes.
Okay, got it. Yeah, we never
will.
Whatever
it is.
But before we do this, we got to throw out an ad to our boys at Untuckit. Those are the shirts that are built to wear untucked. That's Untuckit. Get it? Untuckit. Untucked. They fit perfectly down your leg. There's stores in New York. We all wear them here. Huge fans of Untuckit.
Huge fans.
20% off if you use the code Barstool. Side note, a lot of people say I look like one of the guys.
Not
Richards,
player.
The other guy. Which I actually think is a compliment because I think he's...
Richards is a pretty good looking dude.
No, I thought the other... So you're saying the other guy thinks better.
It's a compliment for you. If I was him, I'd be like...
Yeah, well, you'd say that no matter what. I mean, that you'd
well,
say
you're
that
not
if
a
was,
good looking guy.
You'd say
so
that.
That's why
you'd say
you
that
what?
If it was a blobfish.
I'd
so.
Say that.
Yeah, well, you do look like
fact.
A blobfish.
Well, I mean, I think that's an insult to me.
It,
frankly.
It is. Yeah.
But it's also a fact.
I mean, frankly, I think to
you're,
say.
You're going
to
say a fat joke now.
No, I'm not, Dan. I'm
I saw
above
your
that.
Face.
I'm not. You'll know.
Speaking of fat, Dan,
I don't think about fat jokes. They just like
that was. But before we start,
before we start,
the other day, yeah, you were like ruthless to Glennie. You're like, look at this fat guy sitting over here, and everyone's like, ooh.
I apologize for that. It was no need to do that.
You've been calling a lot of people fat this week.
And I apologize. When I said you were fat, did I apologize?
Did you also call the other guys fat?
Who?
The other guys.
They are fat.
Yeah. Well, those, I mean, I'm not saying there's not a fat.
You guys are saying I look like a goddamn blobfish.
No,
and
I didn't.
I can't call a guy fat. We're sitting here saying I look like a fucking blobfish.
There's similarities with the blobfish.
You brought up the blobfish.
Yeah, you did.
That's because you got off track.
Let's go back to the show.
Let's get back to the show.
Speaking of fat people.
Speaking of fat people, don't be fat if you don't want to get called fat. But I don't care. I like fat people. I don't think it's an insult.
Let's get to the topic with the fat person.
Oh, what a segue.
Jesus.
Segway City.
That wouldn't work on Comedy Central because we'd be in commercial.
Yeah, but I would do it after. So this lady, Kansas City, is getting towed by a truck, a fat lady in a wheelchair. Her wheelchair broke. She's just getting towed, just getting flat out towed. The best part about it is, not the best part, because the video itself is hilarious, but the guy who posted it is a pastor. And now he's getting shamed because he's like, in the video, he's like, only in Kansas City. Only in Kansas City. I don't know if that's true. I think there's a lot of
basically in Alabama.
It should be like only in middle America.
Yeah.
Do you see fat people getting towed on their scooter? Shout out to middle America. I don't know. Does middle America watch Comedy Central? They may not be like smart
we're gonna
enough.
Yes.
So come on,
let's chill out with that.
Well, that's
Midwest
serious.
Danny come over
on.
Here.
Come I know, on. Midwest. Let's no, but chill Chicago's out. Not even the Midwest. Yeah, I'm talking middle America.
Okay,
flyover
yeah,
states.
Yeah, okay, Kansas City.
Like Iowa.
Yeah. I think they probably watch.
I don't know that they do. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like Comedy Central, we're like high, we're very.
Iowa has Comedy Central.
From Iowa, the cheap seats are one Iowa guy. They like they watch it.
Yeah, but that one Iowa guy moved to New York, so he's not even.
Exactly.
Sellout. That's Iowa sellout.
And he doesn't ride a tractor, so it's like more tractor cornfield people. Like I don't think they do. Anyways, what do we got on this lady, Dan?
The question I have for you guys, I'm gonna throw it back. There was that moment where it got a little wobbly.
Yep.
How much were you paid for to see her tip over?
Infinity dollars.
Yeah, my entire bank account just swiped my card.
Yeah,
it was. I gasped when that happened. She like got a, like on two wheels for a second.
That would have been it for that woman. No. She's, you can't come back to that. She might have died.
It's like what's eating Gilbert or Grape? Yeah, when they had to crane her out.
The cleanup of that accident would have been a whole scene in itself.
There would have been poop everywhere. I think when fat people fall on the ground, they just
have
poop.
Have you ever seen?
That's true. That's actually not like that's science.
I'm not laughing.
Like if they have, that is a fact. Like if they have any kind of trauma, their body just reacts
releases.
To poop.
It's like those super fat people on those Discovery channels where they put them in like the back of like forklifts and like
they crane them out.
Yeah. I'm not laughing either, Dave. I'm not laughing either.
I didn't laugh
at all. It's a medical condition.
I thought that was
also
an
you can't
fact.
Shame the pastor here. If someone's so fat they're getting towed around by a truck,
correct.
You're gonna get on. You're gonna be correct. Filmed and put on
it's
the internet.
Public and,
that's life.
Yeah.
And what? Because you're a pastor, you're not a human.
You could be a murderer. You could be a pastor. You could be anything. If you see that, you film it. You put it on.
Like if someone falls down in front of you, you're a pastor. You can't laugh.
Well,
it's a human instinct.
That was probably more comfortable for her too, right? Like you don't want to squeeze into the truck.
And then you throw your rig in the back and shit.
Yeah. That's not a fresh air lady. That's her fresh air.
Totally.
Yeah.
We had some shit go down today in the office that, frankly, I don't know what to make of. Tex boxed one of the Barcelona Idol guys, the Buffalo guy, who's 240 versus like 160. Tex walked in during our serious show. He was concussed, and then he threw up.
Yeah.
And you reffed this thing. I watched it. And you're like, by the way, I saw it go for 18 seconds. I stopped it. And then you continued to be like, but then in round two, he really got like knocked out. Like,
well, they didn't land that many punches.
Yes, they did. I watched the video.
And then this, when the second round, when he got clocked, I was like, we can't do this anymore. But luckily, luckily everyone else agreed. There was no pushback on that. The last punch.
Herb Dean stops that fight at the point that you stopped that fight.
Do you, now this is Davey's Funhouse.
Why
this is kind of what you
fights,
wanted.
By the way.
Do you, now that you see what you've always wanted, are you like a little like,
I don't.
He was squeamish.
Guys just fighting.
When Tex walked in, page views, I have
stunned.
Not seen a look on his face
quite
like that.
Same.
He was scared.
I think
scared.
You realize
well, he had
that,
two
like,
gashes over both eyes. I don't know if we can close up on my mouth. It was doing this.
Yeah, in theory,
like,
the funhouse works.
His mouth is twitching. His face is bloody.
What's going on?
That's a broken. Right? That's a broken jaw.
He's fight. He's gonna fight for sure.
He also, when you asked him, when he come on, he came onto the radio show, you asked him to explain it, and he just went, I thought he was.
No, this is the second time he's gotten his ass kicked by this guy.
Same guy, you asked me, yeah. He wanted to fight you.
Yeah, he always wants
when,
to fight.
When Dan, you came
dude,
in, you go,
crazy.
You go ask
he
him.
He tweeted my credit card last night.
It's not a great move. How you doing, Tex? Come here, Tex.
He's actually very sick of people asking him if he's okay, so stop asking.
What's popping? I do like that.
Come around this way.
I said, actually, and when I did interview Tex for the job, like whether I was going to hire him, I'm like, my one question, Tex, is how insane are you? And this is not for camera. It's like, I got to know. But you are rising. Like, the amount of respect you actually get for getting in the ring and just getting obliterated is I know, I see the clock. I already saw it, Dan. These eyes, that's why he's a great Pop Warner running back. The peripheral vision on these eyes is something you just don't see every day. Tex, how you feeling?
Feeling great. No regrets. Get him next time.
Do for a W. Tex.
I will say he is rising in the ranks of likable people. And we have people who surprise you. Get Robbie in here, MMA Robbie. I thought was a zero. I'm kind of intrigued by him.
This is the arms race that's going to get very interesting. Because basically the shortcut now at Barstool is instead of like blogging and years of like putting, you just got to fight
extreme
someone
violence.
To get yourself knocked out.
Extreme
like,
violence.
You're rising the ranks.
Yep. I don't condone that. When he asked me if I could do it, I said, ask Erica. It's not on me. And with that, we go to break. Perfect freaking timing.
After show?
Yeah, we got an after
show.
Yeah,
let's do an after
show. Now it's just after show. This is post. But so we still have Tex here if you guys want to ask him anything else. And then we can get in the debate. We just announced, huge announcement. Houston, live. We're going to be there Friday night. Before the Pats win their fifth Lombardi, we're going to throw the biggest party in the history of that Super Bowl, in the history of events, in the history of parties. They said, Dave, who do you want for this event? Play the music. Let's give them a hint. What's my other fucking name? Ja Rule. You get the hint yet? Yeah, Ja Rule. Now, the thing about Ja Rule, doesn't he sing most of these songs? Well, you can't have Ja Rule if you don't have Ashanti, right? No biggie. We got Ashanti. By the way, And I'm not just saying this for hyperbole or like, oh, this is who we have. With all of the parties going on in Houston, the week in Houston, I like our entertainment, which is Ja Rule, Ashanti, more than anybody. If you're like Taylor Swift and Bruno Mars, they are playing same time as us, but in like a 10,000 person venue, go see them or go see Ja Rule and Ashanti sing like your favorite songs in 1,000. Mike Studs there too.
What about if there was a show, Mr. Worldwide? What if Pitbull was performing?
I like Pitbull, but I wouldn't want to see Pitbull in like an arena.
Okay.
Like we have 1,000.
No, this is, you're absolutely right, because we've been to some of these events where it's like a Final Four. Like we saw the Eagles and it was like so corporate.
It's
and
too big and too,
shit.
Yeah.
Ours
Ja Rule's
going to
go hard.
Fucking awesome.
Well, why do you, I can't script
why do you think that?
Show for myself.
Yeah. Why do you think that?
Because Ja Rule is
Are you
awesome.
Talking about your fight or are you talking about Ja Rule?
Fuck off.
Because Ja Rule is awesome.
How old are you?
22.
Have you
That's
heard any
I mean.
Of songs like
no.
we're playing?
You're telling me that someone my age, well, no, nah, it's probably shouldn't say this. Well, you
Texas
just said,
gonna,
I just want to, I just
no,
want
to basically bash the company.
I just want to hear your reasoning behind two of the most worldwide, like most known over
oh boy, he's really got
Ashanti.
Someone take his helmet away.
No, no, here's the answer. Because Bruno Mars and Taylor Swift are on like tour 24/7. You've heard the songs a billion times. You're going to see them in huge amphitheaters where it's not very like cozy and fun. Where these songs are like from
Intimate.
People grew up with them.
It's like
you
nostalgia
don't
hear bangers.
Them every day, and your people know every lyric to every song and they're going to go bananas. Trust me. That's why you get in the ring where it's the same guy 100 times and get knocked out. And that's why I'm the like president of this company.
Big brain, mush brain. Right?
Yes, big brain versus mush brain.
Are you gonna stop fighting the kid who keeps beating you up?
No.
Okay.
Can we
Which,
stop
in a weird way,
people
I
who
respect.
Are 100 pounds heavier than you?
I respect it. How can you,
you
not respect
down.
Somebody who knows they're gonna get beat up? It's like, I'll get them next time.
I never said that. I'm liking my chances next time.
That's what we're saying.
So we're gonna go for a third round.
I don't know. Love to get your ass in the ring, for being honest. Because all you do is get on the fucking internet and talk shit.
I talk shit
and
to
then,
your face every day, and your brain. My favorite part of my day is when I walk in, I talk shit to you, and I see your brain seize up. You're just like,
nah.
That, it,
nah.
Well, I'm more reality tough. You're just kind of Twitter tough.
It's tough.
He is tough. It's stupidity. He was on his feet,
but it's tough.
He didn't get knocked out.
No,
he's tough.
You aren't. you were definitely tough. You're also really
dumb. But you may also be like one of those guys who's like someone's holding like a gun and be like, I dare you to shoot me.
Right.
You're well, psychotic it depends what situation it is. I've run through these in my head since I got to New York because it's dangerous out there.
Again, that's why I asked you the insane question when you came in. But I like your text. I mad respect for getting the ring and getting your ass kicked and be like, I'll get him next time. And by the way, if you watch the tape, like had to call the fight, I think you would have kept fighting until you were like
unconscious.
How
long have you gone? How much longer did you have?
Until I woke up in the hospital.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. And you gotta respect
I always liked you, Tex. I don't know why you're coming at me right now. We like to talk shit.
The first day I came in here,
I
brought weed brownies.
Oh, and back to the first day.
And you
that was on you. That was a crazy move.
That it always goes back to weed brownies.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. That was the worst thing I ever did to you.
No.
Was offer you weed brownies.
You guys need like Dr. Phil.
Yeah, no, like, I love Tex. Ask Gaz. Tex is my guy. I think he's concussed, so he doesn't remember that we're friends. But we're friends.
I'll say this. I may not like you, but if I saw you in a fight,
I would have your back.
I believe that, Tex.
We wear the same jersey.
Yes,
we wear the same jersey.
Tex and I do.
It's the name on the front.
We like to shit
back.
Talk that's each right. other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
You're a pussy. Well,
fuck you.
I'm telling you, this is how we play around all day.
Thank you, Tex. And then, I mean, do we want to do the N-word debate? Whether that's so, we have this announcement. That's how it started. So we did the press conference. I recited the lines. Now I'm the worst lyrical guy there is. I have no rhythm. I can't hear the music. I know all the words.
You're bizarrely bad at it.
Bizarrely bad.
Strange.
Because I know
to the point that I sometimes think you're faking it.
No.
Yeah. That's how bad it is.
Do you guys think that? No. Was fake?
Sometimes I'm like, it's almost like the football thing. It's like you can't even say speak words.
It's
all the time.
How like a deaf person.
Yeah.
I have a
deaf person who has never heard like English words formed.
Sixth grade,
that's how you do it.
Sixth grade Hadley School graduation. Nobody does this. Mr. Bajukis, the elementary school teacher, told me I had to lip sync.
Mm-hmm.
It's that bad.
Smart move.
So, anyways, I'm doing the lyrics.
That's really fucking funny, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah. Sixth grade.
Like, you just go to this 12-year-old kid, like, listen, you are so fucking terrible.
Mr. Bajukis.
Like,
literally was the guy. It's stuck in my name.
Think
a
little page who's coming home, like, Mom, Dad, I can't sing in the chorus.
I didn't give a fuck. I wasn't a singer. I knew that. I was scoring touchdowns. Anyways, the N-word, he drops it one of the opening lyrics. I didn't even think about it. It's like, I'm just going to repeat all the lyrics. I don't even know how it came up. Oh, because Gaz was saying ninjas. I'm like, that's not what he's saying.
Yeah, you say friend.
Yeah, you say friend. It's pretty split. I don't know. This office is almost more against me. To me, it's the biggest no-brainer that when you sing along with a song and you can hear the song, you can do that. And I feel so confident with it.
I'm generally with you, but when you're going to make a video and then put it on the internet where everyone is so fucking sensitive and annoying...
I don't care about those fuckers.
If you don't care about it, fine, but don't act like somebody might not.
But
really
I think if you have a problem with that, you're taking it so far, you're being an asshole.
1,000%. But don't act like that's not gonna happen.
Yeah, I don't cater to those people.
Okay.
I also think it matters because, like we said, with your deaf person flow, it sticks out there when you throw the N-word out there. Like if Rome did it, it would flow.
Yeah, oddly,
it'd be like
it
the
was
lyrics.
Oddly, the one word you really hit.
Yeah.
The rest of it was definitely.
He was thinking about it the whole time.
It's
he's like,
because,
go ahead,
yeah,
go
because
hit
you guys
it,
were
hit.
Like, don't say it, don't say it, don't say it. It's the only word I knew because we talked about it for half an hour. The other ones, I was getting all confused on the lyrics, the songs. I don't know what that is. I know if I sat in my office with the door closed, I could sing it softly. When I have to sing loud doing the press conference, my brain,
you're a showman.
I do not complain because God gave this brain a ton of gifts, but that wasn't one of them. Like rhythm and hearing music.
I
in
still
your
think
head.
That if we had just had a different reaction, you wouldn't have done it. You're a 5-year-old. If you came out and you're like, can I say the N-word? We've been like, yeah,
no.
Everyone's, Bill Simmons
no,
says it.
No,
you'd be like, I'm not saying that.
I really didn't think it was an issue.
The minute everyone's like, don't say it, you're like, I'm saying it.
I didn't think
it
was an issue.
You did it to like stick it to people.
Yeah,
no,
you did.
I'm not sticking it to people. I don't live in a world where I stick it to people.
We know you so much better than you know yourself. It's not even funny.
I don't live. The only people I like sticking it to is somebody who
is like
I
this
feel
long.
Like
he's like the only people
you
I like
sticking it
to is a scroll. And he's like keeps on going forever.
You deserve.
Here's
to
the list.
Have it stuck to you, but just random people. I wasn't sticking it to you. I'll let you know when
you
I'm sticking it to
you. You just said you want to stick it to us.
I wasn't sticking it to anybody in that. I was just.
You were sticking it, Portnoy.
The only thing I was doing is sticking to my guns. Period.
You should have said it right there. That would have been funny.
That's the rundown.
That was bad flow again.
That was bad flow. Great flow.